Our sermon text for this morning is from Philippians chapter 3. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Today, many thoughts in our country are on the elections and on who will be elected as leaders of our nation. Also, as Christians, this is important for us, and we are encouraged at all times to pray for our nation, our leaders, our government, our society, and the whole world. St. Peter very simply writes in one place, "Fear God, honor the King." But it is also very easy for us to become consumed by thoughts of earthly things and this world. As young people, we want to study the right things, get a good job, have a happy life, and raise a family. As older people, we want these things for our children, or we look forward to some years of retirement and enjoying time with family and friends. But no one knows what will happen from day to day. As wonderful as all the earthly blessings are that we talk about, they will all one day pass away. Paul warns against people who have such thoughts. For many walk who are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction. Their God is their belly, and their glory is in their shame. They set their mind on earthly things. We are citizens of this world, but only for a short time. The psalmist reminds us that this might be 70 or maybe 80 years. Compared to eternity, that's a very short time. And Isaiah tells us that we are all like grass that grows up, but then quickly withers and fades away. Setting our mind on earthly things is worthless. Like a breath of air, earthly things are here today and gone tomorrow. The hymn says, "I am flesh, and must return unto dust whence I am taken." Maybe this time of year especially helps us to remember that earthly things do not last. The leaves fall and die. The days get shorter, the nights get longer, reminding us of the struggle between light and darkness, between good and evil. And as we look within ourselves into our own sinful hearts, we see hatred and rebellion and lust and jealousy and envy and laziness and covetousness and disobedience and idolatry. Our sinful self wants to think only of ourselves, our wants, our needs, our pleasures. And stanza 7 reminds us of our life consists of two worlds. They who sorrow here and moan, there in gladness shall be reigning. Earthly here the seed is sown, there immortal life attaining. Here our sinful bodies die, glorified to dwell on high. Jesus tells us that we are in the world, but not of the world. And yes, we need many things for daily life as we pray. Give us this day our daily bread. And the Catechism teaches us that daily bread includes a whole list of things. Food, clothing, drink, shoes, house, home, fields, cattle, money, goods, God-fearing spouse and children, faithful servants and rulers, good government, good weather, peace, health, order, honor, true friends, good neighbors, and the like. And it is good and right that we pray for these things every time we pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." But the very next phrase of the Lord's Prayer takes us to a different realm, a kingdom that also concerns our soul. "Forgive us our trespasses." For we are citizens also of heaven, and that citizenship endures to eternity. Paul states very plainly for us, our citizenship is in heaven. And our hymn says, oh, that ye would set your hearts high above all earthly pleasures. Take instead what he imparts who hath given you lasting treasures. There your heart's affections give, where ye shall forever live. Perhaps it is helpful for us also to remember that Paul is writing this letter while he is in prison. We will all face various difficulties in our life, illness or sadness, loss of loved ones, persecution, perhaps even martyrdom. But these things do not matter when life is ended. What matters for eternity is being a citizen of heaven. This means that our Lord and our King is Jesus himself, who will come again to judge the living and the dead, who will subdue all things to himself. And he wants us to be forever with him. Even now, he is in heaven preparing a home for all believers. And Paul says here, he will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body. We know the weaknesses of our bodies. We get hungry and thirsty every day. We face diseases and injuries. Our desires and our thoughts are too often filled with sin. We grow old and weak, and eventually we die. But in heaven, all things will be renewed. We will be glorified just like Jesus after he rose from the dead. And Paul says that those who set their mind on earthly things are enemies of the cross of Christ. It is in Jesus' suffering on the cross that everything changes for us. All things are transformed for us. There we see Jesus in ultimate human weakness. But that really displays for us God's ultimate love, dying to pay for all our sins. We see Jesus seemingly defeated by death, but thereby conquering death so that we might have eternal life. And for that reason, we can look forward to Jesus' return. We do not have to fear his judgment, because he has given us his righteousness and holiness so that we are acquitted of all our sins and made children of God. Our robes are washed in the blood of the Lamb, now without stain or blemish, holy and pure before God. The hymn says, glorified I shall anew, with this flesh then be enshrouded. In this body I shall view God my Lord with eyes unclouded. In this flesh I then shall see Jesus Christ eternally. So, fellow citizens of heaven, look forward with joy to your Savior's return, when you will hear those welcome words, come, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And remember that God feeds the birds of the air and clothes the lilies of the field, but he lets us feast on the banquet of heaven and adorns us in the perfect robe of Jesus' righteousness. We look forward to that blessed kingdom where joy is pure, and life is eternally blessed. Our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly await for our Savior. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen.